Sagawalk with Zusty in the Brandstrip of the Seaway and Valley. Good morning and welcome to a live edition of CKL Wednesday of Watala. My name is Reen Cook, reminding you views and opinions expressed by our guests and our callers during CKL Wednesday of Watala, not necessarily those of 97.3 CKL Wend or the Aqua Zusty Communication Society. Phone lines are open. If you have any questions about today's topic of discussion, by all means, give us a call at 358-3427, 613-575-2101. And email-wise, you can reach me at reen@cknfm.com. You can listen to us on our website. We also have our past editions from 2014 talk show-wise on our website, cknfm.com. Click on the Dead Watalo tab, and you'll find all of the programs that we did this year. And this one will be posted as well. So today we are welcoming in four guests with us in the studios. We did a pre-recorded edition of CKL Wednesday to Watalo that aired for the community on Thursday evening, August 21st. Today we are following that up with a quick promotion for the MCA Safe Zone Program kickoff event. And this is an event that's taking place on Saturday, August 23rd. To talk to us about it, Philip White Cree, who is an MCA Safe Zone Committee member. We also have Leah Delorme joining us again. She, too, is an MCA Safe Zone Committee member. And I'd also like to add that Philip White Cree is also an MCA Youth Representative. As well, we have Sarah Guahahawi Hearn joining us from the Act Now program, and Jessica Danforth is with us today as well, and she comes to us from the Native Youth Sexual Health Network. So all four individuals joining us today to get us prepared for the MCA Safe Zone Program kickoff event taking place at Severage's Recreation on Saturday. So with that, we'll say, Sago, good morning and welcome to all of our guests.
Good morning. Sago,
good morning.
We're going to get started here with Philip White Cree. And Philip is our Safe Zone Committee member, as well as MCA's youth representative, one of them. And Philip, welcome back to the airwaves.
Thank you.
And where are we going to start with regards to promotion for the MCA Safe Zone Program kickoff event?
Yes, the program Safe Zone Program kickoff event is actually tomorrow. And just to have a synopsis of what that means is that the Safe Zone Program is here to erase homophobia, heterosexism, transphobia within MCA and provide support to those who need it through education, advocacy, and respect of LGBTQ. And gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, questioning, and ally issues. The program contributes to an open working environment that is safe and accepting within all members of Aqua Zusness community.
Very good. So the safe zone is the place where no one will hurt your mind. That is the slogan, if you will, for the MCA Safe Zone program. So we've got it's a long event, Philip, 8 hours. It runs from 2 until 10.
Yes. The location is at the St. Regis Recreation tomorrow, Saturday, August 23rd. Starts at 2 o'clock and will end at 10 o'clock. And we'll have Sarah Hearn talk more about the scheduling.
Okay. All right. So we'll turn to Guahahawi Hearn joining us today as part of the MCA Safe Zone Program kickoff event promotion. Sago, and welcome, cuz.
Sago. Oh, well, our schedule is accommodating because there are so many things going on this weekend in Aqua Zusty. Because it's one of the last weekends of the summer, we're trying to cram everything into it. We wanted to make sure that we could get as many people as possible from the community to join us. And we're also having a film festival type of event. So the long period of time from 2 to 10 also hosts a Two-Spirit film documentary showing. So from 7 to 10, a film will be shown on the lawn at the St. Regis Recreation Center. But from 2 to 3, we will be welcoming and we'll have a DJ and we'll be also serving free food, hot dogs and hamburgers and stuff of that nature donated by our Act Now program. And then we'll have a panel of speakers. We're doing kind of like a talk show host, Jessica Danforth. She's going to be doing a really fun interactive type of game show presentation, and our panel is comprised of some amazing Two-Spirit families and people representing that group of people, and then we'll have our food served and another panel of speakers from 6 to 7. So it's a really good array of events throughout the day, and bringing together all sorts of different people, and just celebrating the fact that we are providing a safe environment for our community of acceptance and normalizing language, and ensuring that we're having a really good environment in our community, and it's groundbreaking. I think it's really important for everyone to feel safe and happy and proud of who they are, and to have that environment here in Akwesasne it's a huge thing.
It's a very big step. I was talking with someone, they were asking me questions about the Safe Zone program, and their question was, are there that many people population-wise that would quantify, you know, developing something like this? And I didn't have any specific numbers off the top of my head. I was thinking like 1 in 10. Is that something? Sorry?
Yes, I'll just quote from what I was told from school was mm-hmm. that according to the U.S. is about 13% of the population will identify as LGBTQ, but that doesn't involve people that might have had the Q questioning period in their lives.
Yeah.
So the numbers do fluctuate.
They do fluctuate, but it's at least 13%. Okay, so Guwahawi, looking at the, you mentioned a game show type setup?
Yes, that we're going to have even the sound effects and the music that comes with that. It's going to be really fun.
What time is that at?
We're starting that at 3 o'clock.
At 3 p.m. All righty, and Jessica, you're going to be heading that up?
Yes. We're really excited at Native Youth Sexual Health Network to be partnering with the MCA Safe Zone, with ACT Now, with a number of the community partners. And Native Youth Sexual Health Network, we work by and for Ungahoa Hawaii youth, by and for Native youth throughout Turtle Island on sexual and reproductive health rights and justice. So when we heard about this initiative happening, to us it was extremely important to make sure that we could not just support as much as we could, but also to make sure that it's something that we want to have our youth involved in as much as possible. And so we're bringing the film Two Spirits, and we're also doing the short films, and we're also going to be having this talk show, and it's a way to engage people in an interactive way for something that can be potentially stigmatizing for people, that can also be discriminatory for people, that can be difficult for people, when it's really about not just supporting people to come out, as they usually say, for Two-Spirit and LGBT people, but to what has also been said in Native communities now, come into the circle. So coming back to where we are respected, where our positions are something that are of love and significance, and that's really what the film Two Spirits is about. It's about a Diné young man, Frank Martinez, who had a really difficult life. And by the end of the film, you really get to see, without giving too much away, that it is about coming back to that circle, not just coming out.
Okay. Again, thank you, Jessica Danforth, joining us from the Native Youth Sexual Health Network. Did you have anything else before I go to Leah? She's going to talk about the booths that'll be set up.
Well, maybe it's a perfect lead into what Leah's going to say, is we are also hosting our Sexy Health Carnival, and it's a fun way to talk about these issues, again, in a way that isn't shaming or blaming, but is really about celebrating and honoring and making it something fun. And so the booths that we're going to be hosting, it's 10 of them. They range everywhere from things like suicide and self-harm to LGBT issues, and we're so excited to have them right beside all of the other fun booths that Leah will talk about.
Awesome. Excellent. Leah Delorme joining us as an MCA Safe Zone committee member. Sego, and welcome back to the airwaves. Leah.
Welcome. Some of the booths are going to be the Safe Zone program, ACT Now, the Akwesasne Wellness program, the Sexy Health Carnival, Seven Dancers programs, and also there's going to be activities with speakers, tug of war, face paintings. And I'll list some of the door prizes too, which is the Walmart gift card. There's an iPad mini, raft boat with life jackets.
Wow.
And baskets and beach chairs. So it should be a good turnout, and I hope it will be.
Excellent. And those door prizes will be drawn throughout the event. Do people need to be present to win the door prizes? Okay, so we don't have to be present to win the door prizes. Just as long as you come and attend. Doesn't matter if you stay for 5 minutes. Doesn't matter if you stay for 8 hours. It's showing your support. So, Leah, I also see on here, you mentioned the Seven Dancers program. Holistic Health is going to be putting a booth together as well?
Yes.
And it looks like Leona Barnes is going to be putting a booth together for bullying. Mm-hmm. Okay, so some information on that. Also with the community health program, HIV, Diane King, who's a registered nurse, she'll be there setting that up. And you also mentioned ACFS program. We'll have information on fostering. And also Sharps Safety with Wanda and Dana from the ACFS program as well. So lots of booths that'll be set up. And you mentioned Guahawi, the movie will be Under the Stars.
Yes, it will be outdoors with the big screen, Alex David's lovely outdoor screens. We're going to have blankets and things of that nature. We'd also have Diva Lissa's lovely popcorn. She's doing rainbow popcorn for us. So it's going to be a nice little event outside and family fun. I'm hoping to get my face painted this time, so hopefully I'll have a belly full
and
of popcorn.
Button making,
and yes.
Cupcakes,
yes.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, yeah, Leah also talked about the speakers. Does anybody have any breakdown on the guest speakers who will be speaking and what topics they'll be addressing? Go on, Howie.
We have, let's see, we have Abraham Francis, who's a recent graduate from Cornell. Olivia Cook is also speaking. We have Tammy Mitchell and Kylie Gibson. We have part of the Safe Zones committee will be there, and also Aguiladeca Martin from Gunawage is coming, and he's a fluent Mohawk speaker. He's very influential in Gunawage and also a two-spirited person. It's really important for us to start normalizing language and making sure that we bring this to our community. Like, when you look at the Safe Zone logo, it has the Mohawk language on there, and bringing it back to our culture. So using our language and identifying it in our own culture is really important. So he's doing that in his own way. So there's going to be a couple of different Mohawk language usage throughout the event, so we can try and identify it as our own. So it's really important to do that. So they're going to tell their own stories. They're going to be talking about the film clips that we're going to be showing, short different films from other First Nations, in order to show how people are coming out, how people and families are dealing with their family members coming out, and whether it's good or bad, or how people feel about it at that time and how they dealt with it, and what kind of safe spaces they're in now, and us being able to provide those safe spaces here in our community. And that's what ACT Now is doing. We're pretty much networking with all of these different organizations, whether it's helping in schools with certain students or with programs like MCA or Salmon River or in Native Youth Sexual Health Network. Like, ACT Now is kind of trying to network with all of those to make sure that we have meeting space or trying to find that safe zone area.
Okay, excellent. Again, we're talking about the MCA Safe Zone Program kickoff event. It's happening at Sabridge's Recreation Center on Saturday, August 23rd, from 2 until 10 p.m. Get entertained, educated, and moved at the Sabridge's Recreation Center in support of the launch of the new Safe Zone Program. And a few different sponsors for the event as well. Can someone list those for me? Philip?
Yes, we have Christy Lynn McIntosh in the Akwesasne Family Wellness Program, Olivia Cook from ACDP, Leslie Biro from Holistic MCA, Alexandria David from D&T Cinemas. They will be bringing the outdoor projection. Brad Lazor from the St. Regis Recreation Center, Melissa Connors Chamberlain from
Diva Lissa
Homemade Treats.
Awesome.
We'll be donating popcorn.
Yeah. And we'd also like to say Nyawagoa to the Mohawk Council of Akwesasne, the Council of Chiefs. I know that in speaking with you and Kyle, Philip, you guys made some presentations to council.
Yes, we made a presentation to council, and it was very well
received. Very good. And some of the major sponsors, looking at the bottom of the flyer, and I think that you're involved with some of those, Gumuhahawi?
Yes, ACT NOW, the American Indian Community House, Department of Health, the New York State Department of Health AIDS Institute. There we go.
There you go.
It's a very long word. Yep. And Native Youth Sexual Health Network, and all the ones that Phil just said. So there's a lot of us, a lot of collaborative effort to make sure that this is happening and will continue to happen within the community.
Awesome. Continuing on with Philip, you had something else?
And also, we were approached by Adrian McDonald. He was hosting a youth project over the summer that was going to be, they want to present a short film about Akwesasne, and it's entitled Akwesasne Youth Positivity Project, mm-hmm. and they'll be showcasing it before our feature film during the event.
That's awesome. And everything is free.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everything is free. There's no charge. And as I mentioned, there'll be free food as well, free refreshments. And it is a day-long event in the evening, starting in the afternoon 2 until 10 p.m., looking to have people show their support and celebrate the Safe Zone program. And maybe we can stress as well, Philip, that this event is not only for LGBTQ to attend, it's for anyone in the community.
Yes, this is really for everyone within the community, and it's just here to show that what the Safe Zone is, to help answer questions if people want to look at what resources are available to our community, and it's really just to have a fun time and being able to openly express everything that Akwesasne is.
There we go. All right, anything else that we need to cover before we wrap things up?
No, that basically covers it all. And just to remind everybody that it is at the St. Regis Recreation.
Yep.
We did have a early location change.
Okay. So we're all set. We have some of these stickers there.
Yes. Some of the Safe Zone stickers will be present, and that'll be shown, and we'll be at the booth. We'll be explaining what that means and the educational component that goes with that.
Yep. And for people that might be out of town or have committed to another event and aren't able to attend, we are going to be re-airing the program that I did with Philip and Leah, Shara and Kyle. We aired it last night, a pre-recorded edition at 7 p.m. We're going to air it early next week at its normal time for Dedewatalo as well. So you guys really put all the information together for people. So it's like 18 minutes long. It's quick. It's right to the point, and everything that the MCA Safe Zone program is all about.
Yes.
Well, congratulations on bringing this event together. Just a little over 24 hours away, and you must be excited, Philip.
Yes, I think we all are.
Yeah, for sure. So nice job, guys. Anything else, Gumuhahawi?
No, we just hope to see as many people out from the community as possible. If you can't come all day, just stop in. I know there's so many things going on in the community this weekend, but just stop by and show your support. If you come through the Sexy Health Carnival, you have a chance to win that mini iPad. So come on through, stop at all 10 booths, and you fill out. We're doing this like passport thing.
Yep.
So stop at every booth and get your passport stamped, and then you have a chance to win the iPad. So come on in and get a cupcake and your face painted. Like, have a good time and show your support for this really important groundbreaking initiative.
There we go. And Leah, anything on your end?
No, just come up, all show right. up, and free food,
there
activities.
Go. Good people.
It should be a good
day. Company.
Yes.
Nice. And Jessica?
The only other thing I would say in addition to coming back into the circle is there's a saying from some of our Cree relatives in the West that there's no closets and teepees, and so we were also talking about there being no closets in longhouses.
There you go. All right. And people will be able to learn what two-spirited individuals are, what that term refers to. You guys will explain that, and of course with that feature film as well, that'll really hit that home too. So, Nyawagoa, again, we remind people to dress appropriately for the cooler weather during the evening while those movies are being shown. Make sure that you bring your own chairs and blankets to sit and watch those films outside. Make sure you bring 40 cases of bug spray just in case the mosquitoes want to watch the movie too. Again, we remind you that the location is going to be at Seabridge's Recreation Center. Again, thank you for joining us, for all your hard work that you continue to do, and to continue with this wonderful program and this big event that you've got going on tomorrow. Yawagoa.
Yawa.
Yawa.